The City of Edmonton's Indigenous Framework Project recently honored four Indigenous artists by hanging their art pieces in City Hall. Brad Crowfoot, Lana Whiskey Jack, Dawn Marie Marchand, and MJ Belcourt all have their art pieces hanging right outside of the City Council chambers, one of the busiest places in all of City Hall. Brad Crowfoot spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network about his painting and what it represents.
My part was on partnership, so I have a lot of themes toward partnership, like how the City of Edmonton displayed some Indigenous artwork I have in Beaver Hills Park, some other partnership with the McEwen in the City of Edmonton with the singers. Even the Kukum scarf that I use, you can see that as like a partnership between the Ukrainian and the First Nations and how we've worked together and in the beginning and we formed this respect for each other and we've adopted their scarf as our own.
Lana Whiskey Jack also spoke with Windspeaker Radio Network about what brings her people to make art like hers.
We are highly visual literate people. We've constantly been reminded that, in a sense, the unworthiness through systemic racism and the violence, I hope they keep creating and building their creative muscle to show and share widely, and especially evolve it that honors our past, that honors our traditions, honors our language systems, and that they keep expanding and exploring and experimenting with creative arts.
Whiskey Jack says that she hopes the youth can look at her art along with the others and become inspired to make their own art and express themselves in their own way.
I hope it inspires them to learn more about what those symbolism means. Well, the many different layers that were added to it have hopefully will provoke and do some neuro rewiring to wanting them to learn more about our history and hopefully to undo some of the racist or misinformed information people developed around Indigenous people.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.